Hi, everyone, and welcome to the June Exploring Cast. I'm Garfield Merton, Senior Member Experience Specialist.
And I'm Kristen Filatko, Senior Exploring Program Specialist. This month, we'll be exploring scouting to other teen programs exploring. Joining us for this discussion is Mike Dutton. Mike has been very active in scouting for many years, serving on a variety of committees. He is currently serving on the Leader Development Committee for the Daniel Webster Council in Manchester, New Hampshire. Welcome to Exploring Cast, Mike.
Great to be here. Thanks.
So let's get started with talking about what teen programs mean to you.
For me, a teen program is going to fit right into what the explorers can handle, which is that co-ed 14 to 20-year-old that's looking for something that is career-oriented, and that's what we've been able to create here in New Hampshire. I'm a veterinarian, and when we started our Explorer post, we did a veterinary medicine niche.
So, Mike, what are some of their activities or achievements?
We started the program last September, so we're still sort of in the startup phase, but I was able to reach out to a lot of my pet owner clients that are able to bring something special in. And as an adult, I just facilitated the post-youth leadership reaching out to these people. For example, we've had a wildlife rehabilitator come in, and she brought in an owl and a falcon and talked about how she got involved in that aspect of veterinary medicine. We've taken a tour of the local veterinary ER. We've had a board-certified specialist, in this case an ophthalmologist, also talk about how he got interested in veterinary medicine and continued on. Mm-hmm. I also have one of my kennel staff who right now is at Colorado State University as an undergrad looking into getting veterinary school. So she came in, did a little question and answer where my post was really interested on, okay, how do I become a veterinarian? What were your experiences? And we have a few other things that are lined up. We're hoping to visit a humane society and a local zoo in the upcoming months.
Cool.
Okay. So how can that be incorporated into the Exploring program?
It was easy on our part. For us, it actually gave some structure to what was a really haphazard situation that we would have. We would have a client who would come in with their teenage daughter or son and say, you know, my son, my daughter is really interested in veterinary medicine. Can they shadow you? And what we were running into is that because of school obligations and so forth, normally this youth was just here on a Saturday morning and they would watch me or my associate veterinarian talk to an owner in the room, which in all honesty is pretty boring. The fun stuff in veterinary medicine for us is surgery and handling animals and so forth. So by setting up that post, what happens is that they come in, we can bring in speakers, they can learn about the wealth of what's in veterinary medicine. That's translatable to a lot of careers out there. All of us know someone who's maybe not quite in our field, but's in an interesting side part of our field. And so we get a better experience for the youth, and definitely exploring allows you to do that. In our case, it became a win-win. Instead of my staff taking time to try to make sure that these kids were getting a great experience, it's youth-led. So really, we get to step back, and we have parents involved also. Kids are getting a better program. That's translatable, like I said, to a lot of community-based career opportunities that are out there.
Who is responsible for promoting the incorporation of the program?
Probably every district has an exploring executive. I know we do here in New Hampshire because I do so much on the scouting level. I was approached on starting a scouting crew, and that really wasn't in my plan. And so then the scouting explorer executive came and said, well, how about a post? And because I sort of know the mechanisms on how it works, it was pretty straightforward. When I've gone out and talked to other veterinarians that are not used to explorer posts or were not scouts themselves, it's a higher hurdle. That's where that scouting executive can come in and say, look, this is really easy. Here's the steps, and walk them through it.
So tell us a little bit about how the youth can get involved.
We had an open house, and we promoted it on our hospital Facebook page. And we actually had a cap enrollment at 17. It was getting a little overwhelming because I knew that the youth would have to step up to the plate and run this. I was very fortunate that we have two seniors. They just graduated, and they had been involved in school activities as president and treasurer and so forth, and they came in as our first leadership team. And most of my staff are advisors to the post. then it was really a case of the adults sitting down and saying, where do you want to go? What do your members want? And so forth. And once we had that planned, it was very interactive. The kids actually came up with their plan, and right now they're working on a fundraiser where they're creating pet first aid kits, and then we're going to sell those at a class where they're putting together a presentation on how to do first aid for your pets. So it's really a case of trying to make a couple of activities, in this case fundraisers, on which they can all participate and let the leadership team really figure out the planning for the big things based on that feedback from the members.
What resources are available for leaders to learn more?
I started off just hitting the resource page at exploring.org, and that worked out really well. It's a little lengthy, so it made for a couple of nights of reading, but again, it's pretty straightforward. That's where your district executive can come in and be very helpful on setting things up and giving you some support locally.
Mike, this has all been really great information. Is there anything else about exploring that we haven't talked about that you think you ought to share with our listeners?
If you have 8 to 10 youth, co-ed, that are interested in the particular community-based career you're doing, this is very easy to get some structure to it. Can't discount the ability of resources like the district level. If you're doing things on a field trip, there's always the general liability insurance policy, which is very inexpensive. So for the members that are out there going, gee, is it right for me? Contact the local council or district exploring executive and find out more.
Well, Mike, it sounds like a win-win for everyone, doesn't it? Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you're more than welcome. It's my pleasure.
And for our listeners, don't forget to head over to the website, exploring.org, and sign up for the monthly newsletter and follow us on Facebook.
You can also check out videos on the Exploring YouTube channel.
One more thing. There's still time to sign up for Summerfest at the Summit. Go to summitbsa.org, Exploring Summerfest, for all the details. And the music cue means it's the end of our show. We're so glad you joined us. Thanks to our guest, Mike Dutton.
And thank you so much for listening. Is there anything else you'd like us to talk about? Go ahead, send us an email to exploringcast@scouting.org or give us a tweet at exploringcast. I'm Kristen Filatko.
I'm Garfield Merton. We look forward to hearing from you.